Hello there, my name is Jessica, and this is the Sunshine Girl podcast. Now, on this podcast, we deal with everything, life and living it, personal development, relationship issues, and so much more. And so I'm hoping that you sit back and enjoy. A lot of this content has been repurposed from my YouTube channel. That's the Jessica OS channel. And it's repackaged and brought to you right here on your favorite podcast platform. And so sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Having fights or arguments in relationships are inevitable. However, there are some times when the arguments simply escalate beyond the wildest imagination of both couples involved. Hurtful things get said, emotions run raw, and once loving partners are usually left with a bitter taste in their mouths. Is there a threshold that you get to as a couple that makes you realize that this relationship is not going to work? Indeed, how many fights should you have before breaking up? So conflict is inevitable in a relationship. While popular culture tells us that fighting harms relationships, research actually says that healthy arguing actually brings couples together. The key predictor of a divorce or a breakup is not what you argue about, it's how you argue. Let's jump into the video proper. Today's video seeks to address three major things. Number one, healthy ways to fight as a couple. Number two, real reasons couple fight. Number three, practical ways to stop and prevent fights in your relationship. Now, it's a comprehensive video, so make sure that you watch until the end. Although arguing with your partner is normal, fighting every day shouldn't be ignored. Consistently fighting can lead to troublesome relationships if handled poorly. However, there are ways to stop fighting and prevent a relationship from completely breaking down. To avoid frequent fights, you need to fight well. Now, this takes time and commitment to get to the root of the problem, so don't run away from the conflict, but face it honestly and head on. You can apologize or ask your partner what you can do to resolve the issue. Instead of being defensive, be receptive to what the other person has to say. Apart from that, if the argument becomes too heated, step away from the situation to cool down. Once you clear your head, you may be able to regain your perspective to consider spending some time alone. So always fight face to face and not through digital means, as is the case today. Texting may pave way for fighting as it creates misunderstanding or takes things out of context. It's always easy for messages, tone of voice, etc. to be misconstrued during texting. The best way to have an argument as a couple is face to face. That way, each partner has a unique advantage of looking into the other's eyes, gauging their level of anger, and also being able to calm things down when it's getting out of hand. Let's delve a little deeper into the real reasons behind most couple fights. Now, instead of asking, why are you always arguing about XYZ? You have to start looking deeper. What emotions and needs are behind the argument? The topic of disagreement is only a tip of the iceberg. True emotions and the needs of your relationship often lie beneath the surface and are rarely discussed. Note that frequent fights may arise from the silliest of arguments, but research has shown that top issues couples fight about include physical intimacy, free time, money, managing family relationships on each side. Lack of trust and compatibility can also fuel the fire of conflict. When it comes to sex, one partner may always want more than the other. So differences in sex drives, for instance, can cause a lot of problems in relationships. When it comes to money, couples may fight over, for instance, what to spend money on, what to save on, etc. The other less common reasons may be jealousy, hating each other's friends, and managing household chores. It's important that you sit down with your partner and identify your issues. Review all the arguments you've had in the last few days or months and try to really identify the patterns, the common patterns behind the frequent fights. Now, start with small agreements with your partner, like controlling your desire to have alcohol daily or spending more time together by cutting down on social media use. Through minor adjustments, compromise, and understanding, it's possible to heal the emotional wounds and rebuild love in any relationship. Now, there are a few things you need to ask yourself when you're trying to get to the bottom of why you're arguing so much. I'll share them now. For instance, who usually initiates the fights? If the fights or spats are frequently initiated by one partner, that's a red flag. If someone is always wanting to turn everything into a fight, then there's a bigger issue on hand. Also, ask yourself if the fights are getting eventually resolved, because if the fights or spats end but don't really get resolved, it's just a matter of time before things really begin to escalate. How are your fights happening? And are they becoming more hurtful? Is another question. A way to look at your fights and see if you should break up is to observe the language being used. If the fights contain emotional abuse, such as name-calling, mocking, contempt, cruelty, it's a bad sign and often damages or ends relationships. It's okay to disagree and work through different emotions and opinions, but it should be done in a way that doesn't become toxic or demeaning. I'll be wrapping up this video soon. But first, let me tell you a couple of ways to stop and prevent fights in your relationship. Now, if you and your partner fight all the time, arguing can start to feel inevitable, but it's important to remember that you can learn how to avoid arguments in your relationship. Let's delve deeper. So number one, give each other space. While you do need to make a point to talk through issues, you don't have to and probably shouldn't discuss issues when emotions are high. When you're angry at each other, it's more likely that one or both of you will lash out or make hurtful comments. It may seem like a small thing to do, but take some time to take a deep breath, tackle the topic once you're calm. You'll likely avoid a heated argument and those irrational, hurtful things that you might have wanted to say to your partner at the time. Number two, don't worry about being right. Really, there are no winners when it comes to arguments with your partner. Just because you may be on the right side of an issue doesn't mean you win. Sometimes letting go of your desire to be right is necessary if you want to learn how to stop fighting in a relationship. Try to look at things from the perspective that you and your partner are a team, right? You both win if you're able to actually compromise. Look at it that way. Number three, try to become a better listener. Not only can being an active listener help prevent fights, but it can actually improve the quality of your relationship while simultaneously enhancing many other areas of your life. Make it a point to really listen to what your partner is saying and show them that you've heard their concerns. If they tell you about something important to them, ask them questions, be engaged, and value what they're saying so that you can learn more about how they actually feel. Lacking communication skills and not being an active listener in your relationship can cause insecurity in that relationship for both of you. Number four, be open about your feelings. It can be tough to be vulnerable, especially when the two of you are constantly fighting. When you have the occasional disagreement, which keep in mind is totally normal, let them know how it makes you feel. Instead of blaming your partner, use I feel statements, you know, to express yourself. If you find that your partner is constantly dismissive of your feelings, don't fall victim to gaslighting. Don't let your partner blame you or outside circumstances for something they caused, or you'll find yourself in a one-sided relationship and always being gaslit. Number five, pause before you speak. Oh, it's so imperative. Trust me. Now, it's common to say harsh and hurtful things in the heat of the moment, only to regret your words later. When you're discussing a hot topic, make a point to count to three before you speak. Pressing the pause button can help you avoid hurtful comments that otherwise may escalate the argument into a really nasty fight. Number six, build healthy communication skills. Poor communication can cause all kinds of issues in relationships, especially when you're at odds with your significant other. If you're able to learn how to communicate in a relationship in a healthy way, disagreements will become less. When you talk, make sure both of you are listening and actually feel heard. And finally, try to be empathetic. At times, your partner's behavior may feel outlandish or unreasonable. One good tactic when you're learning how to stop fighting in a relationship is to try putting yourself in the other person's shoes and to try to understand your partner's perspective. So instead of becoming defensive, try to understand why they feel the way they do. There might be something there. You may want to ask your partner questions, for instance, so you get a better grasp of where they're coming from, etc. And that will hopefully lead to finding common ground. So the big question is, how many fights should you have before breaking up? Well, as most couples know, it's not that big of a deal to fight in a relationship. I mean, every couple fights. And while there's no standard formula for how often you should fight with your partner, there's definitely some signs to look out for that things in your relationships aren't going too well. Now, if you're unhappy or fighting every day, or the fights are getting worse, you should reflect on things like that. You know, there's no real magic number, is the truth. But there are red flags that you need to look out for. Every couple fights. That's just the truth. The thing is, not every couple fights a lot to the point where their relationship is unhealthy or it's just not making them happy anymore. So keep that in mind. If you're fighting every day, or if your fights are intense, scary, make you feel bad about yourself, then you should definitely evaluate what's going on. There's a difference between fights and arguments. The difference between fights and arguments has less to do about what's being said and more to do about, you know, how it's being said. So just remember that. I'll wrap up the video now. In conclusion, the thing is, just because you're fighting doesn't necessarily mean you should break up, okay? Maybe there's a larger issue at play that you both need to sort of face head on, right? It can be hard to have those difficult discussions, but if you don't want to end things, then it's important that you do. If over time you're seeing fewer fights and there's more listening in the relationship, you're definitely on the right path. Repeating the same argument means the demise of your relationship. Arguing frequently about the same issues over and over again for long periods means there's going to be no change, and it might be time to actually exit that relationship.
Thank you so much for listening to the Sunshine Girl podcast. If you enjoyed it, make sure you share it with someone else who will find this information beneficial. I hope the conversations were great as well. And if they were, make sure you tune in again and subscribe to the channel. Turn on notifications so whenever I post a podcast, you're able to listen in and share once again. If you'd like to support this podcast, you absolutely can. You can become a supporter of this channel. Just search for it right here on this platform, or you can find me on Patreon at patreon.com/JessicaOS. I would absolutely love all the support that I can get. Thank you so much for watching and listening. I'll see you again soon.